Hi everyone.
All right.
Welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
I'm Wednesday Adams.
You're Wednesday Adams. I'm Pat the Mario bad guy Goomba creature. And so, it's day two of our Meet the Wangs article. Now, yesterday, we saw that Halloween is coming and Jimmy and Timmy are excited to go trick-or-treating in their costumes.
So, Jimmy is going to be a ghost tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy is going to be a ghost lion.
But Mr. Wong has news.
Oh.
Yeah, their cousin, the kid's cousin, Danny, he lives in the US and he's getting married.
Oh.
Great news, you would have thought. The Wangs will fly to the US for the wedding. Sounds like fun,
yeah.
But
the twins don't really like this because they're going to be flying on exactly October 31st. So that means they're going to miss Halloween.
Oh, no. Aww. Now, they started crying. They're really upset, poor lads. And Mr. Wong is worried. He's thought, oh, no, what have we done?
Mm-hmm.
My poor sons, how am I going to fix this?
He
ruined Halloween. It's the worst Halloween ever.
Actually, no, it's Danny who ruined Halloween for them.
He's just in love.
I'm
it's
just
okay.
Kidding, yeah.
But can Mr. Wong fix it? Read on.
Mr. Wong's Halloween plan.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
The Wongs are getting on the plane. Jimmy and Timmy look sad.
The boys look sad. What are we going to do?
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Jimmy and Timmy are asleep on the plane.
Paige, I need your help.
Sure thing, Dad.
Give this note and these candies. To the passengers on that side of the plane. I'll do the same on this side.
Paige looks at the note.
My sons love Halloween, but they're missing it. Let's help them go trick-or-treating on the plane. Please give them this candy.
Paige walks up one side of the plane. Showing people the note and giving them candy. Mr. Wong walks up the other side of the plane. Doing the same thing.
Wake up, boys. Do you want to go trick-or-treating?
On the plane? But we don't have our costumes.
Here they are.
The boys go trick-or-treating on the plane.
Trick-or-treat.
You look so scary. Have some candy as a treat.
Mrs. Wong whispers to Mr. Wong.
Well done, dear.
Help! Help! Bobby didn't understand his math homework, so he asked his dad for help. Bobby didn't understand his math homework, so he asked his dad for help. Plane. Plane. Mandy is scared about flying on a plane for the first time. Mandy is scared about flying on a plane for the first time. Same. Same. Did you order a hamburger? I'll have the same. Did you order a hamburger? I'll have the same. Treat. Treat.The father took his kids to Tokyo Disneyland as a treat. The father took his kids to Tokyo Disneyland as a treat.
All right, so we start off with a scenario. It says the Wongs are getting on the plane, and poor Jimmy and Timmy, they look really sad.
Yeah,
with their long faces.
Yeah, they haven't still recovered from that news that they're missing Halloween. That's just been eating away at them. And Mrs. Wong, she kind of whispers to Mr. Wong. She's going to say something. Now, to whisper as a verb, it means to speak very quietly, like this.As though, so only one or two people near you can hear it and other people can't. As a noun, it just means that kind of sound, a whisper. So, what does she say?
Okay, so Mrs. Wong says, the boys look sad. What are we going to do?
Okay.
It must hurt to see, like, I think, for parents to see their children really disappointed and sad. So we'll see. What is Mr. Wong going to do?
Yeah. Well, he says...Don't worry, I have a plan.
I wonder what he's going to do. Okay, well, we next see another scenario. We see Jimmy and Timmy are asleep on the plane. So, of course, it's a long flight from Taiwan to the U.S. So, of course, they're taking a nap. They're sleeping.
Yep, it's probably overnight as well, of course, because it's late on Halloween. So, Mr. Wong then says, Paige,I need your help, okay? Now, the word help, H-E-L-P, help, can be a verb. You do something for someone to make their life easier. Now, here, we're using it as a noun, help as a noun. So let's go to our first word power word section to see what that means. Help means things you do to make it easier or possible for someone to do something.For example, Bobby didn't understand his math homework, so he asked his dad for help. Bobby didn't understand his math homework, so he asked his dad for help.
Okay, so I think Paige also can kind of understand how Jimmy and Timmy feel. So, of course, she wants to help. She says, sure thing, Dad. Now, when we say sure thing, this phrase, it just means to say, yes, of course, it is certain. So, Mr. Wong asked for Paige's help, and Paige is okay to help. So, that's why she can say sure thing as a way to say, no problem, I can do this.
Okay, so what is the plan? Mr. Wong says, give this note and these candies to the passengers on that side of the plane.
Okay,
can you see where this is going? Mm-hmm. Maybe. First, let's look at the word passenger. P-A-S-S-E-N-G-E-R, passenger. That's a person riding in a car, on a bus, on a train, in the MRT, on a plane, but not driving it. So we could say lots of passengers got off the MRT at the next station so I could sit down.
Mm-hmm. So in that last sentence, we also saw the word plane, okay, which is our other word pair word. Plane is spelled P-L-A-N-E, plane. Plane is a noun, and it is a vehicle that can carry people in the air. It's like a car, but with wings. So we can... It's shortened to plane, but we call it an airplane. For example, we can say, Mandy is scared about flying on a plane for the first time. Let's say it again. Mandy is scared about flying on a plane for the first time.
Okay, so remember, he said, Paige, you give the note and the candies to the passengers on that side. And then he says, I'll do the same on this side. Now here we're using the word same, S-A-M-E, same, as a pronoun. Let's go to our next word power word section to explain what that means. Okay, so same as a pronoun, we often use with the to make it the same, and it's used to say that two or more people or things are exactly like each other, okay? So he'll do one thing, or she'll do one thing on this side, her dad will do exactly the same thing on the other side, okay? So the same as a pronoun means the same thing. Here's another example. Did you order a hamburger? I'll have the same. Did you order a hamburger? I'll have the same.
So what exactly is Mr. Wong up to? Right, there's something on the note, and I think everyone is kind of curious. They want to know what exactly does it say. So we see here another scenario. Paige looks at the note because she's curious herself. She wants to know what her dad is up to and what he's trying to do.
Yeah, the note says, my sons love Halloween, but they're missing it. Remember that word miss from yesterday.
And then the note continues to say, let's help them go trick-or-treating on the plane. That's actually very sweet and very, very, very cool.
The note finishes by saying, please give them this candy. So he's giving the people a candy so they don't have to do anything. They just have to play along. They don't have to give their own candy away.
Yeah.
What a nice gesture.
That's actually very sweet. And I think that's actually quite fun and very cool. Next, we see this scenario. Paige walks up one side of the plane, showing people the note and giving them candy. And I think most people will say, yes, of course.
Yeah.
They would definitely love to help out.
Yeah, a couple of kids. Okay, we then see Mr. Wong walks up the other side of the plane doing the same thing, you know, giving people candy, showing them the note.
Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Wong, he wakes up the boys. So we see this picture of Mr. Wong. He's trying to wake up the boys. And then he says, wake up, boys. Do you want to go trick-or-treating?
Okay. Like,
yeah, I think they would be quite confused.
Big surprise.
How do we go trick-or-treating on the plane?
That's exactly what Jimmy says.
Yeah.
He says, on the plane? Like, how? I don't understand.
Yeah, I thought we're going to Cousin Danny's wedding. We're on a plane to America. And then Timmy says, but we don't have our costumes.
That's right. How can they go trick-or-treating? Well, Mr. Wong takes their costumes out of his bag.
Aww.
He packed them away in his carry-on luggage because he knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, and he says?
He says, here they are.
Aw, that's so sweet of him. We see another picture. And when we see Jimmy and Timmy, they put the costumes on. And I'm guessing they're super, super, super happy
and
very excited.
Yeah, they will be. And they're ghost lion, ghost tiger. We then see the boys go trick-or-treating on the plane. We get a little example of how this works now.
Yeah, so usually when you go trick-or-treating, you don't really get to do that here in Taiwan. But, you know,
except yesterday. day.
Oh, yeah. But usually what happens is people, children go to people's houses, they knock on the door, ring the doorbell, and they say, trick or treat. And this is what Jimmy says. He says, trick or treat.
Okay, and the passenger who's playing along very nicely says, you look so scary. Something that's scary makes you feel afraid and frightened and scared. You just want to run away from it, or sometimes you can't move because you're so scared. So something that's scary, for example, I think spiders are scary.
I think cockroaches are scary.
Mm-hmm, we're both right.
Mm-hmm. All right, then we see the passenger. He says, have some candy as a treat. So trick or treat. The passenger gave him a treat.
He learned, yeah, not like me.
He gave him a treat. But treat is also our word power word. Let's first learn about what it means. It's spelled T-R-E-A-T, treat. A treat is a noun, and it means something that is very pleasant or something that is very nice. So that's why treats are usually sweet, like candy. It's something that tastes good and is very nice to eat once in a while. We can also use it in another way like this. It was a real treat to see her again. Now, when you use it in a sentence like this, it means that it was very nice to see this person again because they had a very, very pleasant meeting, or maybe this person was very nice to talk to, so it was a treat to see this person again. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, the father took his kids to Tokyo Disneyland as a treat. The father took his kids to Tokyo Disneyland as a treat.
Okay, so the kids are having fun, they're trick-or-treating all along the plane, and then we see Mrs. Wang whispering again, like at the start, to Mr. Wang. Okay, like, hey, you know.
And she says, well done, dear. Okay, so well done means a job well done. You did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for, you know, planning this out. And thank you so much for thinking it so through, because the kids were really disappointed when they learned that they could not celebrate Halloween. So Mrs. Wong was very happy about it. So she says, well done. Good job.
Yep, it's probably going to be their best Halloween ever, certainly their best plane trip ever.
Mm.
Okay, well, that's where we're going to leave the Wong family as they trick or treat their way to the USA, and we're going to wrap up today's lesson.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽!
All right, welcome to our review time. And today, we're going to play something called Pictionary. Now, what happens is we'll draw a picture and you try to guess what, or Pat and you guys will try to guess what this picture means or what it is. We can take turns.
What is the idea or the picture or the word that this thing is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, me first.
Do some great art.
Okay, this is going to be my masterpiece.
Well, okay, let me try and remember some of the different word power words of the day. That one, and that one, and that one.
Okay.
And let's see.
I think this one actually is quite...
Oh, it's clever. Okay.
You have to think about it.
Two squares, a square, a triangle, and a circle. That's good. That's not so good.
I want this one.
We want this one because those two things are the same.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, now I guess it's your turn.
Yeah, we can just erase them off and make my hand all dirty, but that's okay.
All right, your turn.
Right, I'm going to draw another picture. What else have we got? Okay.
Let's see if I can guess the word. So let me think about the word power words. We already did same. Now we also have help, plane, and treat. So we have three more words left. Let's see if you guys can guess it. And let's see what Pat is...
This might be a little bit easy, this one.
It's a bird.
It's the ugliest bird ever.
Superman!
This is the ugliest plane ever. I wouldn't feel safe riding on one of these things.
All right, so did you guys guess what the words are?
I don't think anybody could have guessed that was a plane. It was awful. All right.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we'll try for one more.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this one.
A couple of words
left. We have
a
couple of difficult words.
Well, you did really well with same. That's just, you know, that's using your brain. It's not just drawing, you know, a simple ugly plane like I did. We're going to have something else here.
Okay.
Oh. It's a monster. But that monster has got little balls coming out of his head.
Yeah.
And if you were carrying one of those around on Halloween, you would put candy in it, and candy is a treat.
Yes.
Right.
Did you guys guess my incredible drawing? I think so.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. So I think that's all the time that we have for today.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and draw the noun help. I'd probably have to draw like one stick man with big bags and another stick man kind of walking over.
Maybe
like
a question mark.
I'll help you kind of thing.
All right. That's too difficult to draw. But
yeah,
you guys
easily.
Can play with your friends.
Yeah. Use all the words. Use all the words in this month's magazine.
Yeah.
Have a great big game. For fun, you know, just on a Friday afternoon English class to just celebrate the end of English class.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're out of time. We hope you guys have a great Halloween. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Step by step.
Sure thing.
Can you help me with my English homework?
Sure thing.Let's work on it after school.
Thank you so much. Well done. Hey, how did you do on your test?
I got 100%.
Well done. Could you help me study next time?
Hello, 大家好，又是我啦。哎，不知道大家是不是个负责任又有效率的人呢？我个人就是啦，但是像我这种实在是非常不常见嘛，对不对？所以老板常常会委托重任。最近啊，老板又叫我做一件非常重要的工作了，我就跟老板说 ，Sure thing， 没问题的，当然 OK 啊。这里说到的 sure thing 啊，是个口语的用法，意思就是当然没问题。当别人啊提出某项要求或是提议的时候呢，你就可以使用哦。例如啊，我上次朋友问我说要不要去看电影，我就跟他说 sure thing， 好啊，没问题。或是啊，我有时候加班加到很晚，都会问我女友说，哎，可不可以先帮我煮碗泡面之类的、啊、她就跟我说 sure thing， 超宠我的啦。当然啦，除了 sure thing， 你也可以用 no problem 或是 of course 来表示没问题哦。在这边补充一下， sure thing 除了上述用法之外呢，也可以用来表示某件确定或是一定会发生的事情。例如啊，如果有一个人一直好吃懒做不上进，你可能就可以说 his failure is a sure thing。His failure is a sure thing. 他的失败啊是可以确定的，是一定会发生的事。好啦，那我刚刚说我是个非常有效率又负责任的人嘛，老板交代的那个工作呢，我当然是非常迅速而且很顺利的完成咯。重点是啊，还做得很漂亮呢，所以老板就跟我说 Well done， 做得好。想必大家对这句话应该是不陌生吧，因为大家都是好棒棒的学生嘛，对不对？像是啊，如果你这次英文突飞猛进，你爸妈就会跟你说 Well done， 做得真棒诶。或者是啊，如果你们班篮球比赛拿第一名，老师会跟你们说 Well done 哦。除了 Well done 啊，大家一定也听过另一个常用的类似说法，诶，没错，就是 Good job， 跟 Well done 一样，都是在别人做了一件很棒的事情之后呢，可以用来称赞别人的话哟。听完讲解后啊，你有没有都学会这两句怎么用呢？我就知道你都是好棒棒的学生嘛。Well done.
Me the wong. Me the wong. Me the wong. Me the wong. Me the wong.
Mr. Wong's Halloween plan.
The Wongs are getting on the plane. Jimmy and Timmy look sad.
The boys look sad.What are we going to do?
Don't worry, I have a plan.
Jimmy and Timmy are asleep on the plane.
Paige, I need your help.
Sure thing, Dad.
Give this note and these candies to the passengers on that side of the plane. I'll do the same on this side.
Paige looks at the note.
My sons love Halloween, but they're missing it. Let's help them go trick-or-treating on the plane. Please give them this candy.
Paige walks up one side of the plane, showing people the note and giving them candy. Mr. Wong walks up the other side of the plane, doing the same thing.
Wake up, boys. Do you want to go trick-or-treating?
On the plane? But we don't have our costumes.
Here they are.
The boys go trick-or-treating on the plane.
Trick-or-treat.
You look so scary. Have some candy as a treat.
Mrs. Wong whispers to Mr. Wong.
Well done, dear.
Help! Help! Bobby didn't understand his math homework, so he asked his dad for help. Bobby didn't understand his math homework, so he asked his dad for help. Plane. Plane. Mandy is scared about flying on a plane for the first time. Mandy is scared about flying on a plane for the first time. Same. Same. Did you order a hamburger? I'll have the same. Did you order a hamburger? I'll have the same. Treat. Treat. The father took his kids to Tokyo Disneyland as a treat. The father took his kids to Tokyo Disneyland as a treat.